I tell you who else it was a good week for. It was a not a good week. It was a career-changing week for John Peterson, who is joining us now after shooting 70 on Sunday to finish fourth in the U.S. Open. That gets him into Augusta. That gets him back to the U.S. Open next year. I believe he's just traveled cross-country to Hartford. John, first and foremost, congratulations on a great week.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It was pretty fun, but I'm definitely exhausted, ready to go to sleep tonight.
I guarantee it. I mean, you were right there in the thick of it. Can you describe what it was like on the back nine on Sunday in contention at the U.S. Open?
Well, you know, I felt very comfortable. Surprisingly, I felt comfortable from the first tee shot on Thursday all the way through Sunday. The only time I really felt any nerves was on my little one footer on 18 to get to the Masters, because I knew what it was for. But I was watching the leaderboards all day long. I knew where I was, and I'm just real bummed that 16 didn't go another way. But I just hit two bad shots, and you hit two bad shots in one hole in the U.S. Open, you're going to make double.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any question about that. Let's go back a day before that, though. Was that really the first hole in one you'd ever made?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm the last one in my family to make one. I got two brothers and a sister, and they've all made one, and they don't even play golf. So, yeah, I was pretty glad to complete the family trio, I guess.
You know that was you've been on a plane. You probably don't know this. That wasn't the number one play of the day. That's the number one play of the week on SportsCenter right now.
Oh, I thought it was number two. I thought the perfect game had got me.
Yeah, well, I saw the latest SportsCenter, and the latest one had you at number one.
Oh, awesome. Well,
yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, really, does it matter? You don't get paid for that anyway.
No, I know. I grabbed a few extra Snickers in the locker room afterwards.
let's talk about what this means going forward. You came on the show early in the season. You were going over to play, I believe it was South Africa at the time. You've played a couple of Hooters Tour events. You've played some PGA Tour events. What does this mean for you going forward for the rest of the year in terms of where you're going to be able to play? And, I mean, obviously it's been very quick. You may not know the answer to all those questions, but what does this mean for your career?
I think it's huge. I really do. I mean, it was a great week. From the first time I teed it up with David Toms, Duffner, and Furyk on Tuesday in a practice round. I mean, our group, I think we all finished in the top
10
of the tournament. So I had an awesome practice round grouping on Tuesday, and I learned a lot from those guys and how they kind of manage their way around a U.S. Open track. And, you know, David's always been a great mentor for me. And playing with him, you know, I saw the leaderboard and I saw the Tiger. If he parred the last hole, or if he birdied or something, there was a pretty good chance I was going to play with Tiger, and he made bogey on 18, where I wouldn't have to play with him on Sunday. But man, when I got to play with David Toms on Saturday, that was a huge relief. Second to last group, you know, right in front of Tiger on the weekend, a major. You can't ask for much more than that, except for all them people running up in your group trying to get in position to watch Tiger.
of course. That's part of it. That's something you'll be dealing with for about another decade on the PGA Tour, in case you're wondering. It's better, sometimes better to be with him than in front of him or behind him. And, of course, we're talking to John Peterson, fourth place finish at the U.S. Open. And that comes with not only entry into Marion next year, but a couple of months before that, young man, you're going to drive down Magnolia Lane. Has that reality set in at all?
Not really. It probably won't until me and Bisecker go over there and tee it up for the first time.
You're not going to let Nick tee it up with you over there.
Well, he told me that I had to pick him first, so I guess I got to stick with my word, huh, and let him come with me. He's been saying he's a good player, but we won't actually tell until we go to Augusta and tee it up.
Nick, of course, is your agent and does a fabulous job for you. I know that this has been this has been a frustrating year for you. Let's face it, from January to June, not as much was going right as you wanted to be going right. Now that's all changed. What did you learn in those 6 months leading into the U.S. Open?
Oh, man. I had a couple months where, you know, I went the entire month of April where I didn't make a single dollar, didn't make a cut, and was missing Monday qualifiers by one shot, playoffs, you know, and just getting real aggravated with the game. And I said, well, you know what, I'm going to take a week off or so. So I took a week. Took a little small sabbatical for myself, and kind of just didn't play golf. Just hung out with my family and friends in Baton Rouge, and then I kind of came back and got refocused and really hit it hard for a couple of weeks. And the next thing, when did I tee it up after that? And I guess that'd be the beginning of June. That would be my U.S. Open local qualifier. I came out and shot 9 under 63, won by 4 or 5, and I was starting to play good again, and I finally made it through a qualifier. So, you know, it's amazing what a good stretch of 2 weeks can do for your career in this game, and those 2 weeks from the beginning of June till now have certainly changed my year.
And now, going forward, obviously, the goal is to play as many PGA Tour events as you possibly can. Do you know how many sponsor exemptions you have left available to you?
Yes, sir. I think I have 4. I'm playing the Travelers this week, but that doesn't count because of my top 10 last week. So after this week, I'll have 4 remaining to make, I think, 110 to where I can get like Rio Ishikawa and have special temporary status where I can receive unlimited for the rest of the year. And that's what I want to do.
Well, and that's what you need Nick for, to stay busy. To make
that's
those
what I need
calls.
Nick for. That's right.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they'd love to hear from you, and you'll do whatever you can to, you know, you'll play the Monday Pro-Am. You'll help out in any way that you can those weeks. But I mean, that's huge for you looking down the road at possibly avoiding Q School this year.
It is. It is big. And, you know, that's the goal is to avoid Q School because, golly, that is not fun. Q School's not fun. I did that last year, and I've had about enough already. But I'm playing practice round tomorrow with Bud and Bud Cauley and Harris English, and I'm sure that'll come up with how Bud did it last year again. And, you know, I kind of, like, saw what he did. But, I mean, if he can do it, I can do it, so. That was kind of my motivation last week, along with just feeling comfortable out there and really trusting myself and my own game and feeling like I could compete out there on a weekly basis.
Well, John, the people are going to ask, I mean, what's the freight? I mean, you just made a nice little paycheck. Those boys are going to try to get some of it off of you tomorrow.
Yeah, right. They've got way more money than I do. So I'm still the poorest man in that group.
Oh, not for long, my friend. Not for long. You keep doing what you're doing. Was there any point last week where you looked around and said, you know what, this is where I'm supposed to be. I'm supposed to be right here in this situation every week. I mean, after the 6 months you've been through, was that sort of in your head? Look, enough of the little stuff at this point.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I kind of got fed up with it. I felt like I wasn't where I needed to be, and I really had to go out and earn it. You know, I wasn't going to get another sponsor exemption probably after missing the cut at the Zurich. And so I decided to go Monday into FedEx and made it there. And my grandmother passed away the Saturday of the tournament, so that was on my mind. And I didn't play as well on the weekend as I'd like, but going into the U.S. Open, I really felt like my game was sharp enough, I mean, to compete, to win. And I saw the course set up, and, you know, I was like, wow, this is tailor-made for how I play. And I just kind of just let it free. I freewheeled it, really. I swung hard at it and didn't really care where it went. Hoped it went in the fairway, but that's about all you can do in a U.S. Open is hope it goes in the fairway. But it was a freewheeled, and yeah, I felt like I belonged out there, and it turned out to be great. But I still need a couple more before I can kind of settle down for the rest of the year.
Yeah, they're well, and obviously, you know, you're playing very well. There was a very nice article about your grandmother, your relationship with your grandfather, and all that in Golf Week. I don't know if you've read it, but it's at golfweek.com right now, and obviously, you know, we're sorry about your grandmother. That's it's never an easy thing, especially when you're in the midst of you know, trying to build your career at the time. I think that you have a lot to be proud of, and she would be very proud of what you've done over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, she's, you know, the last day she was alive was the Friday of the Memphis tournament, and that's still my lowest round on the PGA Tour. I shot 65 that day, and my dad was there, and he took that ball that I shot 65 with and took it back to Fort Worth and put it in her casket with her, and it's buried with her. So that was the last day she was alive, and I think that's pretty cool. But, it was sad for a couple of days, but you know what? My family was very, very happy with me yesterday, and I got a lot of support. I had 190 text messages yesterday. I've never even imagined that I had that many friends or people that even knew my number. So there's been a lot of people that reached out to me, and I appreciate everything that they've done.
Well, and that's, you know what? That's just the beginning. I mean, you know, you're growing fans out there. I mean, all kinds of good things are on the horizon. When you look at this week, obviously it's an important week for you. I mean, you can get an awful lot accomplished this week. How do you get refocused by Thursday, traveling across the country, handling all of this, you know, media expectations and the like? How do you get refocused for Thursday morning?
Oh man, I'm gonna probably go to Waffle House in the morning. Probably pretty late. Get me a good breakfast, not do much activity at all, and hopefully get some sleep before Thursday. I think that's the biggest thing. I don't need to hit balls or go out there and wear myself out. I just need to get a yardage book by Thursday and just be ready to tee it up. I mean, I'm so tired, John. I'm so tired. These last few weeks have really drained me, and I'm going to be running on fumes this week, but you guarantee I'll put my best foot forward.
Yeah, we know you will. Well, I mean, you Sunday qualify at Memphis, then you go to Ohio and do the 36-hole qualifier. So, I mean, right there alone, you've worn yourself out before you even get to tee it up at FedEx.
Yeah, then I had to fly back to Memphis and play the FedEx. I know, it was ruckus for sure, and it still is ruckus.
Yeah, well, and it'll calm down. I mean, obviously – a big opportunity this week, and you'll be able to make a lot of birdies this week, which is fun. You know, especially after last week. I do have some bad news for you about Connecticut, though.
What's that?
There's no sweet tea up there.
Well, I know that. They don't have it in California either. I asked for tea, and they gave me some unsweetened mess. Like, y'all gotta put sugar in this or something. It tastes bad.
I understand. Are you obviously playing it week to week, but I would imagine next week at home would be nice for you.
It would be nice. It would be nice. But, you know, if I have other duties, I would definitely do that in return of home, for sure.
Yeah.
I would definitely play. I don't even know what tournament's next week, but
it's,
I would play.
It's AT&T National down in D.C. It's an easy flight, at least.
Right. That's probably the best part about it, is that flight's not cross-country.
Right. Well, we wish you all the luck in the world. I mean, I couldn't be happier for you. You're going to play Augusta. You're back in the U.S. Open. Things are really starting to turn in the right direction for you. So get some sleep. Enjoy this, though. Don't forget to enjoy this, because what you accomplished this week is incredible. It really is.
Oh, thank you, John. I really appreciate it, man. I guess I don't see the significance of it yet, but I'm sure I will pretty soon.
Well, I think that if you just keep doing what you're doing, this will just be, you know, one of the steps on the climb.
Right. I'm ready to make the climb, ready to make the push, but hopefully I can keep rolling this week.
Absolutely. We'll keep an eye out and we'll keep watching.
All right, John. Thank you for having me on.